This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What is your biggest takeaway from the Cubs game versus the Padres last night? Is Dylan Cease a guy you'd like to bring back from the north side, or is that simply something you don't see as a possibility?
You're up, buddy.
Dylan Cease on the north side, it would be fun, right? Like, that would certainly be something with the conversations we're having earlier about Chris Flexen. I'll trade those options.
That's a dream. Immediately. Let's take the dream. Yeah.
My biggest takeaway, again, from the Cubs game last night is, yes, it's mid-April, but this team is getting challenged by top-tier teams in the NL, and they've got to see what that looks like, and they've got to understand what it's going to take to not just be a good team, but to be a great team when the season gets late. You want to see them respond from a game that got away from them last night, and you want to see them respond tonight with Shota trying to respond to his last bumpy outing. So you've got a response game tonight, and now you have to figure out a way to, again, measure yourself against a red-hot team that's playing great baseball at home and give yourself some momentum that you picked up in L.A. and continue it as you get through the West Coast swing.
Yeah, I mean, sure, bring Dylan Cease back, but what's got to go back the other way in order to get him to come back to Chicago? My takeaway from the game last night, the bullpen stinks, and I don't understand why Jordan Wicks hasn't thrown a pitch since the Cubs decided to bring him from Iowa to the West Coast.
I think they want him to be a starting pitcher, but you're right, the bullpen does stink. The bullpen has pretty good players in it that are playing pretty well, but you can't put them out there every night, right? This was a night where you had no Merriweather or Porter Hodge or Presley, any of these guys weren't available to you after playing a couple straight days, and you got to keep everyone healthy. So you had a bullpen meltdown. There's a few guys in that bullpen that you would like to ship to Iowa, just get them on a plane to Iowa. Let's see what we got down there. I don't argue with that, but I do think that's how bullpens are. And, I think when we watched the Cubs win, what did they do? They made a big trade. They brought a closer in at the end of the season, and they won a World Series. So if that's not telling you something, then maybe we're not all paying attention like we should. They played a really good team, and they lost. That team is perfect at home, and they won another game. They were in the game, and then they lost the game, and partly because of the bullpen. Defense wasn't very good either. That happens in baseball. It's a long season, and they're still ahead of the game right now, despite losing yesterday. They're good. All right. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw. We've got Dan Wiederer here on the Score.
On the ground, softly hit, charging Machado. Picks it up, throw to first, and that's the ball game. Tatis with a pair of homers, and the Padres take game one.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. Dan Wiederer, kind enough to sit in for David today. And Dan, again, you know, that's a really good Padres team. They're playing at home. They haven't lost at home yet. Nonetheless, I think when you consider that they were in that game and things were going well and then they fell apart, I think that you've got to address some of these issues. Just the crazy bullpen issues, which I think they weren't – they're always there. It's always going to come back and bite you at different points. And this wasn't a case of a one-run loss, a walk-off type thing. They got beaten pretty good. But the bullpen was awful.
Yeah, I mean, it's all late inning stuff, and you've got to figure out a way to get that shored up. One way to take stress off your bullpen is for your starters to go deeper. And so, like, you want a long start from Shota tonight, right? Like, get out there and get into the seventh, and then live to see another day. It's such a moment for the Cubs, as you just said. Like, identify what your issues are, and then start to find solutions to be the prescription to solve them. It's not going to be easy, and so you gotta be creative, and you gotta find day by day, series by series answers.
I love they lost the series technically in Japan, right? But if you don't count those, they haven't lost a series. They split one. But they have won series, and that's what you want to do. I don't know that they're going to win this series. This is a West Coast trip where they did good work with the Dodgers. The bats are still kind of hot. You know, it seems like Pete Crow Armstrong's still hitting the ball pretty well.
Yeah.
And you talk about Michael Bush with the homer yesterday. I think some of those guys are still, you know, doing fine. It's just really the problem yesterday was defense, bullpen, that simple. And you, if you're playing a team and you have a lead, you can't watch a ball land between three guys. And someone's got to take charge there and just make that play. And the fact that ball fell is just a problem. You got to deal with that. And I think Hap has to deal with
that.
I think he's got to be more vocal and take over.
And I think he owned up to that a little bit after the game and just saying, look, like I've got to understand that I'm the one coming forward and I've got to make a long run at that, even though I'm playing a little bit more, towards center. When that ball is hit, you got to make a charge and make that your ball.
Head off it's yours and
just get it. Because those types of things add up, right? And particularly when you're having bullpen issues, you've got to be able to secure outs. You get an infield single. I think it was that same inning that keeps the door open. And again, good teams, when you leave that door open a crack, they're going to kick it down on you. And the door got kicked down on the Cubs last night.
All right, we're gonna talk some NFL draft. We're going to talk about what the Bears could do, but we'll talk generally about different players as well. If you got a guy that you want to talk about, Dan is here, and we can pick it apart. 312-644-6767. You're listening to Mully and Haw with Dan Wiederer in this morning for David on Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.